find him. I pray with all my heart that this book is an instrument that will be used by God to bring a lot of people to truth.
All right. Pray for us briefly, will you?
Mm. Father God, you are almighty, and you are so long-suffering. Mm. Forgive us, Lord, those who profess your name. Forgive us for not being more clear and succinct and distinctive and effective in what we are to do for you. Lord, give us another opportunity. Give each and every one of us another opportunity, I pray, to help others discover truth, to help others discover Jesus Christ, and to choose to place their faith in him, that they could be added to your kingdom and enjoy eternal life with you forever. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, here's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, neither can he discern them, for they are spiritually discerned. Friends, if you want to truly understand the things of the Spirit of God and the Bible, you must be converted. You must make a decision. You must make a decision by faith. Believe and cast your total trust upon Jesus Christ to save you from your sin. Then he will open up your mind and your heart to be able to discern spiritual truth, and the Bible will start coming alive to you. Do it today. Do it today without delay. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Friends, and tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, about that website. People all over the world increasingly are going to that website and then passing it on to others. Do the same. It's there for you. God bless you and be a blessing. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Klismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Higgins, who's up in the state of Washington, and he's going to be running for a school board, perhaps a chairman of the school board, a director of the school board. Well, we'll have to actually know exactly what he's running for, but basically, the educational system is being used today to destroy the love of our children for God and family and country. And if you look at the children today, they graduate from school and they're liberals. It'll take them 10, 20, 30 years to unlearn what they've been indoctrinated in schools. And once you take moral foundations out of our schools, once you take patriotism and love of country out of our schools, once you're able to control what the children read and hear and see, you can mold their minds and basically look at the attitude of our young people. They're not certainly liberal because, of course, they're young and inexperienced. They're illiberal because they've been indoctrinated in this. And purpose of education should be to educate, not to indoctrinate or change young people's attitude towards life. Ron, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you for giving the opportunity, Dr. Stan.
Now, what are you running for? What is the office?
I'm just running for the school board, local school board.
All right, fine. And basically, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what you hope to accomplish, what you see as the problems of in education, because I know that you are trained as a teacher.
Well, I think you did a very good job of summing them up yourself. And by the way, I'll be saying some things that are somewhat critical of our educational system. This is not meant to disparage everyone in it or to say that they don't do any good things or anything like that. It's management by exception. You look at the at problems and you try to address them. You know, silence is consent. If you're not saying anything, generally it's acceptable. But a little bit about who I am. I did not get in the education business right off the bat, at least as far as teaching youngsters. When I got out of college in 1969, I graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, California, with a degree in chemistry. I went in the Marine Corps, was a helicopter pilot. I flew in Southeast Asia and during the Vietnam War, just a little bit. I, after leaving the Marine Corps in 1974, got a job with the Naval Reactors Facility teaching naval personnel how to operate nuclear power plants, specifically the ones on their surface ships and submarines. I did that for several years, and I got a job up at Hanford at the N reactor, which is the plutonium-producing reactor in Hanford, just north of Richland, Washington. It's no longer operable. In fact, it's been decommissioned and dismantled. Then I got a job with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in the Midwest. I was the operator licensing examiner for several years, examining prospective reactor operators at commercial power plants. Then I was an inspector at a nuclear power plant. And I stayed in the nuclear industry. I went to the Energy Northwest and a nuclear power plant there, and I went to... Then I got back on with the federal government, and I was an inspector for the federal government for several years. In 2009, my early 60s, I still didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up, so I went back and got my teaching certificate in secondary math.
Oh.
I've been substitute teaching ever since.
All right, fine. Well, our guest, of course, is Ron Higgins. He's going to be running for certainly the school board up there in the Spokane area. He'll let him give it a little bit more specifically. But we need people who really are concerned about what's going on and who understand that there is an effort to use education to change our society. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, ladies and gentlemen, doing a pretty good job.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Ronson. He elected, after he got his teacher's degree in the 60s, just to do certainly substitute teaching. He has other things that he's doing, but he wanted to have an opportunity to deal with certainly underdeveloped or certainly underserviced children, children from other countries, a lot of foreign kids in the area there. Are you in Spokane?
I'm way south of Spokane. It's about 100 some odd miles southwest of Spokane in the call it the Tri-Cities area in Richland, Washington.
Okay, I don't know that, but anyway, Tri-Cities, okay, 100 miles south of southwest of Spokane. And basically, as far as these children coming into the country from other countries, what are they like? So, are they kids who want to be Americans? Do they have a loyalty to America? Are they certainly, do they understand our country? Do they understand this concept of limiting the power of government so men could be free? Or have they embraced these ideas that it's the function of government to provide for people from the cradle to the grave? And we're a democracy, Chris. That's a lie. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. But we've become a democracy because that's a sure path to destruction. There's no instance in all history when any democracy has lasted because, of course, built into them is this whole concept that, of course, it's majority rule, and all you have to do is vote for the politicians who promises to give you the most. And eventually, of course, the politicians will do just what you want them to do, and they'll certainly bankrupt the country. I mean, basically, there's no way government can provide whatever everybody wants. And eventually, every democracy throughout history has failed. And you go back and read what Plato wrote almost 25 years ago, 2,500 years ago in the Republic, where he said democracies don't work. Go right ahead.
Well, it matters what they're taught. I don't speak a lot of Spanish. In fact, I volunteered to teach bilingual kindergarten class when the only Spanish word I knew was adios. None of the kids could speak English, so that was quite an adventure for me. I've since picked up a little bit Spanish, and I can help the kids. But a smile needs no translation. And the kids kids really liked me, even though I wasn't very fluent in their language and they weren't very fluent in mine. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13, I'll paraphrase it, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And they could tell that I cared a lot, and I had a very good time with them. And at least one of the schools in which I work, we have a lot of kids from Mexico. In fact, most of the kids, over 90%, are Hispanic. And they're very nice kids, almost to a person. They're very, very nice people. But they start them out in bilingual with a lot of their native language, mostly Spanish. There's some Russian. And then they slowly increase it till it's all English when they get to middle school. The kids in the higher elementary years, I have found, prefer to speak English. And they become Americanized very, very quickly, for better or for worse, because there's some things that not so good about our country, as I think you could probably attest. But if you teach them our constitutional principles, they are very receptive. Freedom sells. And if you tell them what freedom means, they're very, very supportive. I've taught a lot of Muslim kids, too. I've given them copies of the U.S. Constitution and some other documents, and they were very eager to read it and eager to learn. The philosophy of education is to inculcate the principles of our founding documents into our kids, I think we wouldn't have the problem that we do. We wouldn't be electing the despicable human beings that we have running our society today. And it's just about, you can almost say both parties. I've gotten a letter or an email from Senator John McCain about us and attacking Syria, and virtually everything he said there was wrong. And I got a letter from my own senator, Senator Maria Cantwell, about the Unaffordable Care Act or whatever it's called, and virtually everything she said was wrong. And she's gloating about all these good things that they're going to enslave us or whatever they're going to do, how great it is. We wouldn't have the problem. The problem, I think, is we haven't been teaching the children what the foundational principles of our country, what the what the government is supposed to do, and what the government is not supposed to do, and whose responsibility that is. The kids I've seen have been very, very receptive. And I'm very, very encouraged by the kids that I see. One of the things that needs to be investigated is what they're teaching our prospective teachers in Teachers College. That's one of the things that I'd like to see.
Well, I'm sure that they're teaching them all about the democracy that we have, even though we're not a democracy. They're teaching them, about certainly how government is supposed to take care of people and help people. And basically, of course, any government that can take care of you and provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to grave. And basically, of course, they're not teaching, at least in my estimation, the strong moral principles and belief in God. And if you don't believe in God, then where do your beliefs come from? And then it's whatever you really want. And that really is certainly the basic philosophy being taught in our schools, which is why today in America, 40% of our children are born out of wedlock, because we have a program to indoctrinate our children in immorality and sexuality and not to put constraints on them. And this is the problem we have. Certainly when I went to high school, I suppose we had a graduating class of about 1,000 kids. It might be two or three pregnant women or pregnant girls today. I'm sure there are probably hundreds in every graduating class across America, or girls who either are pregnant or have been pregnant. 40% of all children born in America are born out of wedlock. And I believe put that right responsibility right with our churches, but even more with our schools.
Yes, sir. I would agree with that. If you go back to our foundational documents, back the first sentence of the Declaration of Independence, what entitles us to be an independent nation equal to all the other nations and the laws of nature and nature's God. That's right in the first sentence of the Declaration of Independence. And the laws of nature is reality. The laws of nature's God is biblical morality. Now, you don't have to accept the theology. You can say that it was all plagiarized from Hammurabi or whatever you want. Hey, Moses didn't talk with God. He just had a clever special effects man. That's your business. That's theology. But when it comes down to civics, what right and wrong is and such, these are the standards that we're going by. And those are the principles upon which our government was founded. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody who goes against them is not loyal to our country. I could maybe use some stronger words that would probably be more appropriate, but I will... not do so. If we inculcate the principles of our founding documents into our youth as to what they should look for as far as selecting their leaders, that they're honest people, that they're going to tell the truth, obey the law, and stay within budget, those are three good principles right off the bat, then I think some of our problems would resolve themselves. If we take control ourselves and become responsible citizens, to take care of ourselves, our family, and those less fortunate.
Well, and, of course, the thing is that the people say, well, certainly that we have to look after the poor. We have to look out for the disabled. But, of course, they want to put that function off on government. And basically, of course, it should be taken care of at the family level. It should be taken care of, certainly, at the very local level of government, and the lowest level you can get. Because once, of course, you get up into the state and the federal level, when they're beginning to provide for people, why, of course, with the provision comes the votes. You buy the votes by giving people more and more. And today, we have almost 100 million people in America who are either getting Medicaid or getting Medicare. Do you think those people are going to vote against government providing them? I mean, I get wonderful medical care. And basically, it's all free. It's all, I have to actually pay for my supplement. But basically, people want something for nothing without understanding that basically this is what's going to ultimately destroy America. Today, we're running $1 trillion a year deficit. How long can you do doing that? Well, it's really not $1 trillion a year. The real deficit, if you did the proper accounting, would be about $6.5 trillion. And if you took all the money that everybody made and all the corporations made and you put it all in, it still wouldn't actually, according to standard accrual general accounting principles, would not meet all the money that's going out. And yet nobody, now once we get used to being provided for the government, nobody wants to give up what they think they're entitled to. And yet in a free society, you're not entitled to anything. And of course, if you believe you're entitled to things and the people keep demanding more and more from government, eventually the whole thing breaks down and we end up with a dictatorship. Our society was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And that is why they intentionally took morality and God and principles out of our schools and replaced them with, well, you decide what's right and wrong. If you have a question for our guest, Ron Higgins, who's going to be running for school board in the Tri-Cities area, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. America is not a democracy, no matter what President Obama says, no matter what our senators and congresspeople say. You can read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all of our states never mention the word democracy other than decry it and say the last thing we want is a democracy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'd like to, if you have a question or comment, Ron certainly has a great background. He has the ideas, sort of ideas we need to get into our schools. And although he's working in them at the present time, why he is running for school board. And what we need to do is get these ideas certainly implanted in the minds of our children. The other side's always putting their people on the school boards. Why? Because they want to destroy this country. They want a socialist society. And many of them know socialism doesn't work. But the ultimate goal is to destroy this nation. And we're well on the way to doing it. We're morally bankrupt. We're financially bankrupt. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Higgins, running for school board in the Tri-Cities area. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ron, when is this election coming up?
Well, we vote by mail. I believe the ballots go out the 16th of October. And they have to be postmarked by the 5th of November.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Sandra calling us from Yakima, Washington. So, Sandra, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Mr. Higgins, I was wondering if you felt that homeschooling would be maybe the only solution for the Common Core that they're sneaking into our educational system?
Well, it might be. You know, I'm not going to disparage the public education necessary. I work in it. I have some very strong views. I probably shouldn't go public necessarily with them. I'm a big supporter of homeschooling. In fact, I'm a big admirer of a fellow named Art Robinson. He ran for Congress several times. I think he's the chairman of the Oregon State Republican Party. He's a brilliant man, and he has a homeschool curriculum, Robinson homeschool curriculum. I think it goes for less than $200. And I'll get your child from kindergarten through 12th grade. And he used it for his own kids, and they turned out extremely. They're extremely successful in their careers.
Yeah.
And they went through very challenging academic curricula.
Six children. Two of them are vets. Two of them are PhDs. One is in graduate school, working for his PhD, and the other is in graduate school. Art's been a friend of mine for 30 years. You know, it's a small world. And so we actually carry the Robinson homeschool curriculum. And it really comes to about $17 a year. And all the textbooks are there, the only textbooks you have to buy. Oh, certainly are the Saxon math textbooks, and the whole system is designed to be where the child educates themselves. And that's the beauty of it. Certainly the parent has to be there and give the tests and make sure they're doing the work. But basically the child educates themselves, because Dr. Robinson's wife had died certainly before the children had got too far into the system, and they certainly went ahead, took the education, and the first couple of them, when they got into college, they skipped the first couple of years, because they were so far ahead of their contemporaries who had gone to through public education. Sandra, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I'm recommending Dr. Robinson's home study course to everyone. I believe in it.
You might mention they can get it from Radio Liberty by calling.
Yes, I do mention it.
1-800-544-8927. But that's neither here nor there. I don't care how you get it. I just get it. And for $17 a year, you can't beat it.
That's right.
Can change your child's entire life. In fact, we just bought a set for the daughter of one of our secretaries, who assistant who works here. And we went out and we bought the thing on our own because we believe in it. And we bought the Saxon math textbooks, at least for algebra. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Sandra, anything else you wanted to say or ask?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly our guest is Ron Higgins. And Ron, of course, is a substitute teacher. He's running for the school board in the Yakima area. And basically, how do you go about running for school board? Do you
you file. There's no filing fee. You just, it's like sending in a job application. Yeah, I want to be whatever it is. You know, I want to be this, I want to take this job. It doesn't pay much at all. I love interacting with students. On the school board, you don't interact with students. You're in a policy-making position. But to make an analogy, imagine if you're on a ship or on an airplane and you're working. You like to work on the ship, but the people who are running the ship are deliberately running into ground, or they're deliberately trying to scuttle it. You being in the engine room or in the navigation facility or the ward room or something, you're going to be going down with the ship, and all the people you value very, very much, maybe it's time that somebody else took the helm, and somebody who's got his head on straight. That one of the things, of course, is local control of education. This is a Common Core curriculum. We'll take it away, and they're going to give us money for our kids. I have a word for that, or a response to that. Our kids aren't for sale. I don't care how much money you're going to give it to us. They're not for sale. Especially when you get the money by creating it out of nothing and burdening our grandkid with even more debt. No, they're not for sale for you or anybody else.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How does somebody running for school board get their name before the public? Do they have the average individual have any idea who the people are running? I know I see lots of names on my ballot. I have no idea who they are. We're going to be back in just a moment with Ron Higgins running for school board in Tri-Cities. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Higgins, who's running for school board in the Tri-Cities area. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295, we've got Bud calling from Flint, Michigan. Bud, do you have a question or comment for our guest? Bud, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, is this Common Core the same saying that your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, mentions that come from Robert Mueller from the UN?
Well, basically, the Common Core, the saying in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we didn't talk about Common Core because this book was written 10 years ago, but it is all part of the same basic effort to undermine the fabric of our society, to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and basically, Common Core is a worldwide program. Now, supposedly, something is to be determined at the state level, but of course, the states have to go along with it if they want to get the money, and they're using federal money that they don't have, they're creating out of nothing, to bribe the states to go along with this program. All the children are certainly going to be on computers. Those computers are going to be tied into a central the curriculum, and this is not even a federal, it's far larger than that, is a worldwide program to alter the perspective of our children and turn them against God and family and country, and they will be little internationalists, little socialists, and I fear that they will have no moral foundation. And that's at least my interpretation of it, but we have a four CD set on this. We have an excellent DVD by our good friend Orlean Kula. We carry Orlean Kula's book on Common Core. If you'd like to get Orlean's talk or Orlean's book, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Anything else you'd like to ask, Bud?
Oh, no, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 if you have a question for our guest Ron Higgins, who's running for school board in the Tri-Cities area. And he's like to get on the school board because he'd like to be sure that certainly the educational program will give our children the maximum opportunity to learn. And basically, certainly there's this effort to bring in Common Core, to change the entire structure of our educational system from bad to worse. We have a lot of good teachers out there who would like to do a good job, but they're not allowed to. I know certainly I was talking to a woman who works for me just yesterday, and she was saying that certainly her daughter's math teacher had told her that basically she does not, that math teacher doesn't like the way math is taught. He can't teach it the way he wants to. He has to use this alternative system of education. And when, because my secretary told the math teacher that they're going to be buying books so that her daughter would be able to have these Saxon math textbooks to teach her education. The teacher perked up and said, that's what I used when I went to school, and that's how I learned my math. So basically, this is not what they're using in the schools today. And unfortunately, the Common Core curriculum is going to dumb down our children. They're not going to get into calculus now. They're going to put off a year before they take them into algebra. They're going to lower our living educational standards. And I am deeply concerned about this program because I think it is intended to bring mediocrity to our schools and certainly a morality to the hearts and minds of our children. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you if they'd like to help and perhaps be involved with you in your effort to reach the people and as running for political office?
Well, I have a website, www.higgins4richlandschools.com. That's H-I-G-G-I-N-S, the number four, then richlandschools.com. And you can, it has a bio about me, and it shows, I've listed all the educational assignments I've had in the last 3 years, and I think it goes into like 20 pages, very, very small type, of where I've been and what I've done. I've been to every school in the city of Pasco. I think that's like 20 different schools. I've been to the Juvenile Justice Center, every one of the alternative high schools, and every middle school and high school, and there's public middle school and high school in the area. So I've got a very, very diverse experience. And I've seen some things, as I say, that I like, some things I don't like. The issues I'm specifically running on, first is I oppose the Common Core. I don't call it that. I call it I support local education. You don't want to be against things, you want to be for things. So I'm for local education. Common Core is against local education, no matter what they say. And I believe that the people who have the control of the children's education is the parents. And they can delegate that, but you can delegate authority but not responsibility. The parents are still responsible. They're the ultimate. They're the ones who make the ultimate decisions. Therefore, if they don't want some vile, despicable novel read by their kids, it's not censorship. It's their kids. It's their money. It's not censorship. That's my attitude. Anybody who has a different view is wrong. Just plain and simple. I believe in teaching the historical foundations of our country using historical documents. I know there's a move on the part of the people who can't stand censorship to censor them. Or supposedly they say they can't. They're against censorship. They're really for censorship themselves. They're for censoring our past. No, we're not going to censor our past. We're going to teach the foundational principles. If you get off the foundational principles, you get off the foundation, the whole thing collapses. So we're not going to do that. Also, I'm for the health and safety of our kids. We promote, they have these gay straight alliances, which to me are nothing but sexual promiscuity clubs. That's inappropriate. Absolutely. It shouldn't be there. Very, very few students are attracted to it, by the way. But it shouldn't be there anyway. Hey, I can't stop you, but we're certainly not going to promote stuff like that. We're going to promote sobriety. We're going to protect personnel from violence. Here's a little anecdote that happened. One kid was picked on and bullied, and some people wanted to change his school, and he was told by a school district, which shall remain nameless, that no, you can't do it. You can't put your kid in this other school because it's all filled up. So you got to leave him here with this bully. And the next question is, what's that bully still doing in school? When they're always pushing all this bully, we're against this bullies. what are they doing to protect our staff and our students from these guys? What sort of intervention? Are they going to be sequestered someplace where they can't hurt people? Are you going to wait to just let them mainstream these folks and continue to intimidate people? That's another thing that that's another one of my issues. One of my friends was a paraeducator. He got punched by some kid, bruised her kidney. No, that's people, kids who are a danger to others will not be mainstream because we have a fiduciary responsibility to their parents to provide for their children's safety. I believe that the parents should be running the more or less responsible for the education, not some pointy head out of D.C., some guy in some empty three-piece suit with an agenda from the East River of New York and the United Nations. No, the parents are going to do that. You treat boys as boys and girls as girls. You make classes relevant. Maybe the kid doesn't need to have calculus and math. Well, then he won't. Well, we'll have economics, business math, and you learn what it's like if you get a lot of debt. The rate formula, what happens if you have a lot of debt, how it can actually destroy a family, how it can destroy a country. Why you want to be on the good side. You want the interest rate working for you rather than against you. Those are some of my issues. High literary standards is another one. You know, if it's placed with profanity and gratuitous violence, it has no business in the schools. There is so much good literature that gets censored out to let this stuff in. No. We're going to maintain high standards. I don't care what they call it. But we're going to maintain high standards. They may disparage it. That's their business. Then they can be the fringy and they can homeschool their kids. Then I'm not going to make it's their kids. I'm not going to intervene. But we're certainly not going to impose some of this totally inappropriate material on the youth of our nation, at least not if I have anything to say about it.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment for Ron Higgins, who's running for school board in the Tri-Cities area, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. What can people do to help you, Ron? Because certainly a lot of people, I think, would agree with what you're saying. I know we have a lot of listeners there in the Tri-Cities area. What can people actually do to help you? What would you like them to do?
Well, nice to let their neighbors know that there's somebody there who has these views. I'm open to other people's ideas. It's not like I got a closed mind or something, but the health and safety of our kids is not negotiable. It's just not negotiable. Local control of education is not negotiable. It's just not negotiable. If some pointy head has a good idea, then we will implement it. We will customize it if necessary and implement it as we think it should be implemented. Our educators will look at it, and the parents will look at it, and such. And that's how that decision will be made, not because we dictated or we would be bribed to do it. But as far as helping me, that yes, to get it out, I will be putting up some signs. I just did get them today to get some name out, some name recognition. I do have some information cards that I'll be passing out. I passed them out at the farmer's market and some other venues where there are a lot of people, just to try and inform people that I was running and what my issues are. I'm running against a gal who's a two-term incumbent. She's a very nice lady, but she's married to a guy I worked with 30 years ago. He's a very nice fellow. I have nothing but good things to say about her. However, our views on the issues, at least some of these issues, are somewhat quite different. And she's more of a go-along, get-along type, and I'm go-along, get-along, unless the car's going over the cliff, in which case, no, we're going to change course. So.
Well, unfortunately, the car is going over the cliffs, and what we need is people who understand really what is going on, and there are a lot of good people on the school board. They mean very well, but they do not understand the implications of Common Core. They don't understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. These things are not happening by accident. They're happening as part of a planned, orchestrated effort, and basically until good people understand that there really is evil in the world. There really are people who have a completely different perspective. And a lot of good people out there have no idea what's going on. And they can be, in my estimation, just as dangerous as the people who do know. Because, of course, certainly if you don't take a stand against evil, then evil will triumph. For all that's necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing, and the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled and controlled by evil men. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Higgins, running for school board in the Tri-Cities area. And I will tell you, I've having run for office on a number of occasions myself. It's always nice to have people out helping you pass out the cards, helping you pass out the signs, helping you try to get your name before the public and talking about you. And basically, you need a committee to actually facilitate running. Do you have any sort of committee that at this point, because we've only got, what, about 3 weeks now before the election?
Well, no, it's just yours truly right now, and I'm quite a busy guy. I've been involved in Bible study fellowship, active in my church. I'm active in one of the major political parties. Though I'm not a party hack by any means, and very disappointed in some of the things that that organization is involved in, at least up at the upper echelons.
Well, now, do you have a telephone number, or do you have an email that you'd like to put
on? Well, if you got onto my website, you got all that information. You can email me at educate@HigginsForRichmondSchools.com.
Educate at Richmond.
At HigginsForRichmondSchools.com. All you have to do is get on my website, and you can email me. Also, you could it has my home phone number and such if people want to get a hold of me. In fact, what I found, if you want to know what some of the candidates views, just call them up. You can call me up. I'm glad to talk to you about it, you know, and, you know, just please be civil if you disagree. That would be nice, you know, disagree without being disagreeable. I'm never going to take your kids away from you. If you want to, you know, instruct them in something that's different, then, you know, by all means, go ahead. But as far as I'm concerned, the public school will be teaching the foundational principles of our nation. And if people are averse to that, then probably they ought to find another country to live in, is what I would say.
Well, no, basically, Ron, is there a lot of interest in the school board? It's in these, with so many of the minors, we call them minor, I think all every electoral office is important. But basically, certainly you have to be able to get some coverage in the newspapers. You have to let people know what's really going on. And this is what's so difficult. Certainly, have you had an opportunity to do any television or other radio programs?
Well, yours is the only radio program. Scheduled to meet with the editorial board of the local newspaper, Tri-City Herald, this coming, not this Monday, but a week from Monday. I won't be substitute teaching that day. I have, as I say, I'm going out door to door. I should be doing more of that. But I'm active in other community activities as well. I am so far self-financed. It's cost me well over $1,000 so far, and I should continue to campaign until the ballots are in.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Ron is certainly willing to do this because he believes in it. And if you're in that area, in the Tri-Cities area, or maybe even in an adjacent area, and you'd like to have somebody who shares our beliefs in this concept of the importance of America, the importance of freedom, and the importance certainly of a limited government, and the moral values that once made America the envy of the world, they're no longer here. They've been eroded and destroyed. America's a nation on the way down. We are certainly at post-Christian nation, but if you want to have a chance of reclaiming it, you've got to be involved. because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our guest is Ron Higgins. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ron Higgins, who's really doing what he's doing and running for school board because he feels that the important thing is the message for the children. And basically, these children have to understand what America's about, and they're not going to get the proper education. They're not going to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. They're not going to understand why it is dangerous when the federal government starts providing for the people, because, of course, it always ends up with, of course, bankrupting the nation and the imposition of a dictatorship. This goes back to read what Plato said. As I said it before, and I'll say it again, read the Republic, and or certainly go onto your website and just look up Plato, democracy, Plato, Republic, democracy. See what this Plato said. And 2,500 years ago, he said democracies don't work. It's the worst possible form of government. So why are they telling us we have one? Because they want to destroy this nation. We are a republic, and if we do not restore that republic, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we could use your help. We're having some problems as we approach the end of this month, and certainly we're self-funded. We're funded by people who believe in what we're doing. And if you have the product you'd like to advertise with us, why, we'd love to have you as an advertiser, certainly we can give you certainly a very good situation. We do hope, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you You call us at 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best CDs or tapes of the month and get our newsletter. Certainly, you can certainly get the health products we carry. Why do we carry health products? Well, because people need these things. They need the magnesium. They need the iodine. They need the vitamin D3 and vitamin C and the other health products and herbs that we offer. If you'd like a list of the various things we have, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the list of the health products. And these are items that you need for your health. And you should have extra supplies in as well, because I think we're moving into a crisis situation. That's a subject for a different time, but I do believe you should have all sorts of extra filters for your Berkey water filter. I think you should have extra vitamins and minerals and enough ready to last you for a year. And I'm not saying this certainly just to sell you things. I honestly believe this, because we hope you get them through us, but dude, I don't care where you get them. Get them someplace and make sure you have food supplies and other things on hand. Incidentally, if you'd like to get certainly freeze-dried food, they have it at 40% off. Why, you can call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. The offer is only good until the end of this month. That's on Monday, Tuesday, while the offer is gone. And basically, I believe in this. This is freeze-dried food, meat, vegetables, things of that sort. You want to have a good supply on hand, because we are moving into a situation. Well, if you haven't certainly heard our talk on the threat of an EMP attack, we have a wonderful DVD. We have certainly an excellent a 4-CD set on this. We carry the book, A Nation Forsaken. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Most people don't even understand what this is all about. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Iran has said that if they are attacked by Israel, they will retaliate on America and destroy this country. And they have nuclear weapons. I'm firmly convinced of it. And if you read the editorial just last Monday in the Wall Street Journal, they're talking about how Iran is simply weeks away from getting the ability to build a nuclear weapon, and that Israel, in essence, should give serious consideration to attacking Iran. They're encouraging Israel to attack Iran because, of course, if they do not, the future of the world is in danger. The whole world is in danger. Wall Street Journal is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. We may well be moving into a crisis situation. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend William Grigg, formerly a senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's been with the Republic Magazine. In the past, certainly, he's certainly has actually the rights for Lou Rockwell, not infrequently. You will actually see his articles up on his own website. He writes the article for RadioLiberty.com, our monthly article. William Grigg writes these, and certainly one of my favorite authors. I look forward to what he has to say every single month, and certainly we look forward to having him with us. Hopefully, we'll have him very, very shortly. We're set to go, but basically, William, every week, tells us some issue that he thinks is vitally important, and I will tell you that we are entering, I believe, one of the most dangerous and challenging times in the nation's history. And I've been at this for over 50 years, and I'm imagining this, but I can tell you that everything points to the fact that we're heading into a major crisis situation. And those of you who haven't read that editorial, it was on September 23rd, that's simply last Monday, in the Wall Street Journal. The article is basically encouraging Israel to attack Iran. The article is encouraging Israel to attack Iran. And Iran has already said if they are attacked by the little Satan, they will retaliate against the big Satan, which is the United States. And basically, the attack I think that they're planning is for an EMP attack on America. I may be entirely mistaken. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But basically, they're talking in this editorial, and you can get it off the internet, that Iran is a week or two away from having the ability to create a nuclear weapon. And basically, and then they tell certainly Israel that they're going to have to very seriously consider whether they're going to have to attack Iran or not. And that if they do not certainly attack, the Iran is poised on the edge of becoming a nuclear power that would endanger the world. Now, just between you and me, we have information that Iran has had nuclear weapons for a long period of time. They bought them certainly from the Soviet Union when they broke up, and they've had these nuclear weapons. I was personally told this, certainly in 1994. Articles in certainly U.S. News and World Report, the Washington Times, actually reiterates that. But go up into your search engine and simply type in the words Iran has nuclear weapons. Iran has nuclear weapons. You'll see articles there telling you that, but you're never going to read this in the controlled media. But if Israel attacks Iran, ladies and gentlemen, the world we live in will change forever. Right now, William Grigg. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, it's always great to be with you. I sure appreciate the opportunity.
Well, go right ahead and tell us what your thoughts are and what you're concerned about.
Playing off of what you were just saying, Dr. Stan, I am desperately concerned that we're going to find ourselves maneuvered into a general war in the Middle East. I am, as I have been for a number of weeks, very worried about the prospect of a full-scale U.S. military deployment within Syria under the Security Council mandate. The draft resolution that the United States and Russia have hammered out very quickly, which of course shouldn't surprise us, this whole conflict between Moscow and Washington over the Syrian civil war and the chemical weapons issue was kabuki theater. It was a professional wrestling angle. They had a dialectical synthesis all worked out before they started playing the roles of Republic consumption. But the draft resolution makes mention of Chapter 7 of the UN Charter without invoking it explicitly. The idea is that you would have an implementation force go in to conduct a survey of the chemical weapons.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity.
There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply pointing out that one of the diplomats who certainly analyzed the United Nations Charter before we entered the United Nations said that if we had joined the United Nations, we would never see the end of war. And basically, because he believed in diplomacy, he believed America should have good relationships with countries throughout the world, but he recognized the fact that inherent within the very structure of the United Nations was certainly the foundation by which we would have war after war after war. And of course, the United Nations was certainly set up, certainly in 1945, with the idea of doing away with war. And look at all the wars, not only that we have fought, but that other nations have fought. You're talking about 40 or 50 wars in the last 50 years, 60 years. And basically, the tragedy is that we're trapped in a situation. But even behind that, where you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the major goal of the people who formed the United Nations, the major goal of the people who control our nation today is to bring about a one world government. And basically, of course, they know that the best way to bring about a world government and to change the structure of the world and society is through war. I have an interview, if you've never seen my interview with Norman Dodd, who was the director of research for the Reese Committee back in 1953, when the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Carnegie Foundation or Endowment for Peace, the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. And they basically analyzed what the foundations were doing. And Norman Dodd sent his secretary, Catherine Casey, to go through the papers of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace for the year 1908-1909. And they spent all the year 1908 in the Carnegie Endowment meetings determining how can we change the world and bring about a world government. And they decided the best way to change the world was through war. They spent the year 1909 figuring out how they were going to get a major world war. And then, of course, 5 years later came World War One. Go right ahead, William.
The whole purpose of World War One, as they pointed out, was to bring about a change not only in the domestic affairs and the foreign policy of the United States, to bring about pretty elemental change in the organization and the world at large. That was the end of Christendom. That was what happened that shattered what had been, if you will, the Christian consensus that had governed Europe since at least the Peace of Westphalia in 1648. Of course, this is observed more in the breach than in compliance. The high and noble ideals of Christian civilization were aspirational. They were never made tangible, although in the late 19th century, in Britain, certainly, and in much of Europe, and even in the Ottoman Empire, there was a movement toward a rule of law based on the ideal of the compelling dignity of the individual and the need to protect the individual's rights. You had that even in Ottoman Turkey. It was influenced in large measure by what was going on in the United States after 1776, 1787, 1791. The Bill of Rights had that kind of seminal impact even as far away as Turkey. And you can read in a really fascinating book by Mustafa Akyol. He's a Turkish classic liberal entitled Islam Without Extremes. He actually gives some accounting of how Turkey, of course, was still barbarous in the 1800s, the 19th century. But it was moving in the right direction, and then came World War One with all of its multifarious horrors, not the least of which was the curse of ideology called modern nationalism, which is not in any way comparable to what happened in the United States, where we had a revolution based on the old Anglo-Saxon ideal of individual liberty protected by law. Nationalism of the 19th century European variety is what begat all the unpleasantness in the Middle East and in the Balkans and elsewhere. And so when the architects of World War One were putting the pieces back together, when they formed the inquiry in order to do this, it's an emanation of the same banking interests that created the Council on Foreign Relations, they put these pseudo-nations together by basically throwing peoples who had nothing in common and no affinities into the same arbitrary geographic region. Iraq's a really good example of that. Thanks, Mike Seiko, for that blessing to posterity.
For our listeners out there, the inquiry was certainly an organization that was put together to direct certainly the ideas that were taking place, and that William refers to Iraq, basically because the following World War One and the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire that ruled that part of the world, why England and France then divided up that part of the world, and basically what they did in Iraq was to take the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims and the Kurds and put them all into one country. Why? So they'd always be fighting against one another.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was divide and conquer. And basically, while the Shia Muslims were fighting the Sunni Muslims, were fighting the Kurds, then the English could control the whole thing. Or even if they had a nominal ruler there, like Saddam Hussein, who was actually installed by American intelligence agencies back in 1979, but he'd actually been working for the CIA back in 1959. But basically, of course, even though there was a figurehead there, it would really be controlled initially by England and then by 1979 by the United States. But the average American had no idea what was going on. And the average Iraqi could only suffer because of the constant conflicts and the fact that there was never a stable society, which was exactly what they wanted. They didn't want a stable society. They wanted an unstable society so that England and then France could dominate that region of the world. Go right ahead, William.
They did this by design, as they Dr. Stan, because by accentuating the potential for division here, they created a situation where there would have to be some kind of supervisory foreign entity, whether you're talking about British or French imperialism or some kind of condominium of powers, like what happened after the creation of the United Nations, which was necessary because the United States had the blessing of a Senate that contained intransigent people like William Borah, who were called the Irreconcilables, who refused to ratify the League of Nations covenant. So the League of Nations, of course, was moribund. It's something that fell stillborn from the printing press, so to speak. The operative elements of the League of Nations covenant were dead letter because the United States didn't get involved. And so over the course of about 15 or 20 years, the same people who created the League of Nations framework were working tirelessly to arrange another conflict to suck the United States into a war that would result with the United States being fully integrated into this new global architecture. And in the interim, it's really interesting. You talk beating down dissent and turning back insurrection was in Iraq. And it was done on the initiative of a fellow by the name of Winston Churchill. This happened in the early 1920s. Winston Churchill actually waxed lyrical about the ability of poison gas to pacify the turbulent Iraqis. Of course, the reason they were turbulent, said Dr. Stan, because these people had nothing in common. They did not want to live together. They did not have a sense of shared national identity. You cannot create that artificially through outside intervention. That's something that's persisted to this day. I'm struck by the fact that over the last week, we've been horrified over what happened in Kenya at the shopping mall, and just the focused, concentrated, hideous, violent ugliness of this attack in the Kenyan shopping mall, where there was the systematic effort to separate the sheep from the goats from the perspective of the Mohammedan religion. Or if you're a Mohammedan, then you might live. If you're an infidel, then you might be executed summarily. Little attention is paid to the fact that al-Shabaab, the Somalian group that has been given responsibility or claimed responsibility for this hideous atrocity, is something that was created in reaction to the persistent efforts by Washington to control Somalia and to create an artificial national identity on that fractious nation, which is not a nation in any sense. This is a collection of tribes and clans who are populated by people whose chief loyalty is to members of their fellow tribe or clan. After the ill-fated and completely misguided UN intervention in Somalia back in 1992, which happened after the famine had broken and people were getting fed, the abiding myth is that the UN had to intervene in Somalia because warlords were keeping food from getting to starving people. That's not true. By the time the UN intervened in December of 1992, the food was getting through, and the warlords had pretty much staked out their territory, and they weren't interested in starving each other. The reason why the United Nations intervened, first of all, was because the Anglo-American elite had strategic interests in the Horn of Africa that had to do with oil shipment routes and such like, staging areas into the Near East and Northern Africa. And secondly, there is this persistent urge on the part of technocrats to take these countries and form nation states out of them. And so within about 6 weeks of arriving in Somalia, suddenly the mission changed. They're no longer there to feed starving people. They were there to create a UN-approved national government, and this is what created the backlash. That plus the disarmament initiative. Civilian disarmament is always a part of what the United Nations does, and so they were trying to disarm everybody except for United Nations-recognized official militias, in other words, governments that they could work with. The disarmament effort, coupled with the drive by the United Nations to create a Somalian government, a central state, created the predictable backlash. These people didn't want a Western-style, UN-approved socialist democracy. They wanted to live as tribes and clans in a patriarchal Mohammedan fashion. And so they eventually drove the United Nations peacekeeping force out of Somalia. And for 6 or 7 or 8 years, until the early 2000s, Somalia had the blessing of no central government, and their private sector began to boom. People were being fed. Infrastructure was being created. They had a court system that was run along Muslim lines because these people are Muslims. That's how they organized their society. This didn't do. And so in the early 2000s, the Bush administration induced the Ethiopian government to invade Somalia in order to overthrow the Islamic Courts Union. And that created the backlash that helped to exacerbate the inchoate impulses toward violence that led to this horrible massacre in Kenya this past year.
And I think it's so important that people understand that we fight, that we actually, throughout the Muslim world, we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood with one hand and fighting it with the other. We actually create this whole world terrorist movement, and then we create the force against the terrorist movement. Look and see what happened in Egypt, where we backed the Muslim Brotherhood, overthrow of Mubarak, and then we backed the overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we backed both sides.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan and Sidney Whittam is saying that there are many people who are Somalis here in America who are very much against America because, of course, the policies that we're carrying out are in Somalia, and they resent the fact that the United States is trying to influence Somalia and force it into our framework. And as a result, we know that some of the people who were there at the massacre that took place in Kenya actually had come from the United States. And there was, we don't know how many, but at least three or four of the people who were involved with this mass murder had come from the United States, because we have subversive elements working here, training here. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this whole radical Islamic movement is being funded by our own Central Intelligence Agency. In my estimation, the most radical movement in the world is headed by a man named Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, one of the richest men in the world. His wealth is estimated to be about $50 billion. He was actually thrown out of Turkey. He was so radical in the late 1990s. He came to America under the auspices of the CIA. He actually makes his money off of selling drugs. Those drugs come from Afghanistan. Our troops are in Afghanistan. They're not just simply taking out the poppy fields. They're guarding the poppy fields so the Taliban don't burn them down, so Mr. Gulen can make the money, and he uses his money to push this radical Islamic movement backed with the full help and support of our own CIA, creating the best enemy that money could buy. Go right ahead, William.
That's the old dynamic of creating the poison and the antidote, the same laboratory that Frederick Bastiat talked about back in the mid-19th century, the French parliamentarian, and that's the modus operandi of Washington and every imperial power on record. The old divide and conquer requires that you support both sides in the conflict. And with reference to what's going on in Somalia and the cultivation of this animus toward the United States, over the last 10 years, as the State Department's been involved in creating these Homeland Security Theater sting operations, where the FBI induces some socially marginalized Muslim teenager to say and do stupid things while being recorded by a corporate operative. A lot of these have targeted Somali teenagers. More than a few people involved in these FBI orchestrated scripted operations have been raising money or expressing support for al-Shabaab in Somalia. Al-Shabaab does not threaten the United States, never has. Its focus is almost entirely on the government of Somalia, the residual Ethiopian presence in Somalia, and trying to reestablish the independence of Somalia as opposed to being dominated by Ethiopia. But something similar has happened in Yemen. Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula focuses entirely on the state-run government, the proxy government in Yemen that is controlled by the United States. It's been so complacent that the presidents of Yemen have not only permitted the United States to conduct drone operations of their country against fellow Yemenis, against their subjects, but have actually taken responsibility on some occasions for drone operations that have resulted in the death of innocent people. So these are good examples, like you say, Dr. Stan, of the fact that the United States government diligently cultivates the worst elements of these movements overseas. And there's, if you will, some element of blowback, or at least slop over, when it comes to the Somalis living here in the U.S. And they're not, generally speaking, thoroughly assimilated into American culture, but it's not because they have any remarkable or extraordinary animus toward American culture as such. They just hate the foreign policy of the United States. And the United Nations, since we've been involved in it, has been used by the power elite, by the American element of the power elite, by complementary elements in places like London and Berlin now, and also in Russia and Moscow, has been used as a way of carrying out what on the receiving end looks a lot like imperialist missions. I mean, if you're on the receiving end of the UN's armed benevolence in a country like Libya, and this happened a couple of years ago, or presumably, prospectively, what would happen in a country like Syria, it'd be really difficult to distinguish between what the United Nations is doing and what the imperial powers of a century ago were doing. If you're in Africa and you've got the United Nations and its regional affiliates like ECOWAS and some of the African Union military personnel who are involved in places like Mali and Congo and elsewhere, they really don't appear that different to people on the other end of the bayonet from the mercenaries and national troops who were deployed by King Leopold of Belgium back in the late 19th century.
And basically what's going on in Syria is you have a mercenary army. This is not a civil war. You have a mercenary army. We're paying for it along with the Saudis and the Dubai and a couple of other Arab countries. It's a mercenary army. They've invaded Syria. And basically, of course, it's made up of radicals who are killing the Christians. Assad, who we oppose, is protecting the Christians. But ladies and gentlemen, what sort of madness is this? And where's the outcry from our religious leaders? Why are we backing the people who are killing the Christians and fighting the people who are protecting the Christians? Or maybe nothing as it appears to be. We'll be back here in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Gregg, and we're certainly talking about the tragic situation that's existing in Syria today, where, of course, we are backing the radical Islamists there. Where is, of course, President Assad, who is basically certainly running a secular government, and he's backing and protecting the Christians against the mercenaries, the radical Islamic terrorists that we are financing. Ladies and gentlemen, our tax money is going to finance what's going on there. And where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? Where is the outcry from certainly our political leaders? This is not a civil war. This is an invasion by mercenaries. Go right ahead.
I do think that it's worth asking that question at every opportunity. Why aren't the Christian leaders of the country doing more to oppose what happened in Syria here? And there has been some pushback against Obama, and I think that it's something that he played very masterfully, because I think that he had anticipated that there would be a bit of a reaction when he was talking about using the United States military as the defense in depth of the U.S. Air Force, the Air Force for Al-Qaeda there in Syria. You did hear some of the people on the right, some of the people who were part of George W. Bush's heraldic chorus during the Iraq invasion, some of these people condemning Barack Obama for overextending America's strategic reach and putting us on the side of hideous and blood-drenched jihadists in Syria. And many of these same people, as I just mentioned, were among the most vocal and committed cheerleaders, the most chauvinistic supporters of George W. Bush during the Iraq War, which was fought for almost exactly the same reason. It was rooted in falsehood, transparent, readily rebuttable falsehood about the Iraqi arsenal, about what was happening on the ground with Iraq's weapons program. It was staged in spite of efforts by the Arab League to negotiate a compromise that would have resulted in the peaceful renunciation of power by Saddam Hussein and his sons. They could have been bought off very cheaply and then gone into exile immediately. And if that had been the objective, you recall that George W. Bush, as saying the role of a dime store cowboy, was telling them that they had to get out of town. Well, they were willing to get out of town if they had been given safe passage and allowed a relatively minor pilferage from the national treasury that they had been plundering with giddy abandon since they'd been stalled by the CIA several decades earlier. They wanted a war, and they got a war. And as a result, you ended up with a new constitution being imposed upon Iraq, which had been a secular country, as was the case with Syria. Iraq, like Syria, was ruled by the Ba'ath Party. The Ba'ath Party is a brand of that Arab nationalism I referred to a few minutes ago that could be considered broadly analogous in some ways to fascism or national socialism. Nasty people, not nearly as nasty as the people that have sought to replace them. But in Iraq, you had a somewhat variegated society where there were ancient Christian communities that spoke Aramaic and that were part of a tradition of Christian faith that and fellowship that went back to the age of the apostles. And they were driven out of Iraq when the so-called liberation took place.
And I think that's important for people to understand. This is American foreign policy, is to destroy Christianity over there. And the Christians have been driven out of Iraq because of our policies and because we installed a government under Sharia law. We didn't have to. We could have got a secular government there. We didn't. The real purpose and the real foreign policy of the people who control our government is hatred of Christianity. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools here. But nobody's talking about that. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. There's an anti-Christian bias at the highest echelons of our government today, and nobody wants to talk about it. Oh, it's the law of the land, the Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, read the Second Amendment, read the First Amendment, see what they say, and understand that these decisions were made and they've never been challenged. The Republicans could change this tomorrow. All they have to do, they have a majority in the House. All they could do, have to pass a resolution and simply say, this is the way it is. We can have prayer and in our schools, and the Supreme Court can't intervene. Why have the Republicans never done that when they controlled, certainly under the Bush administration, both the Senate and the House? And the reason is because the people who really control our government hate Christianity, which is why we are certainly financing the butchers who are killing the Christians, certainly in the Middle East today. Go right ahead.
Another thing Congress could do would be to defund Obamacare by passing resolutions seriatim that would fund what they consider to be essential functions of the government and then challenge the Senate to vote these up or down. They could go line by line item on the budget if they wanted to and pass and fund all these initiatives while they negotiated over the fate of Obamacare. That's something that they could do. They're not doing it because conflict is too profitable to certain people who have an interest in entrenched in irresolvable conflicts. Same dynamic you have with our foreign policy. You know, peace sells, but nobody's buying it, I think is the cliche that applies here. But when we're talking about the situation with the national political debate being deadlocked in Washington, D.C. over things such as Obamacare or public prayer in schools, things of that sort, there's no reason at all why people living in local towns, counties, states, should allow this to be adjudicated in Washington. No reason at all why people cannot interpose against the unconstitutional directives coming from Washington, D.C., which means that every state can withdraw from Obamacare simply by invoking the reserve powers under the 9th and 10th Amendments. It's something that's done quite frequently by people on every point of the political spectrum. But whether you're talking about sanctuary cities for illegal aliens, that's something the left really enjoys. During the Bush era, you had a number of cities go on record opposing the Patriot Act. When I was in Appleton, Wisconsin, I attended several meetings that were sponsored by MoveOn.org, that Soros front group, that quite to their credit were trying to interpose against the Patriot Act, something I very much supported. You can do the same thing with respect to Obamacare. You can do the same thing with respect to unconstitutional gun control laws. This is something that should be done more frequently, and it's exactly the opposite trajectory, the opposite tropism to what we're talking about here, which is the centralization of power, which is once again why war is so useful. They have to perpetuate this sense of all-encompassing crisis in order to get people to sublimate their impulses toward independence and to focus on those things which are supposedly of immediate and overriding concern. If we believe that the jihadists are going to be marching through our streets, putting to the blade every man whose beard isn't long enough and every woman whose face isn't covered in a burqa, then we'll defer discussion on all these other things. That was the line being used by George Bush's acolytes 10 years ago when we got involved in this utterly inexcusable war in Iraq, the outcome of which was the imposition on this formerly secular country of a constitution that formally recognized Sharia law. That's not widely appreciated, but it's there in the documents of this U.S.-drafted constitution for Iraq that was supposedly a masterpiece of humanitarian diplomacy and intervention. You have the recognition that the only legitimate source of both civil, political, and religious law is the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad. Iraq had been a secular country, mildly socialist as far as, if you put that adverb with, or that that modifier with that noun. I'm not sure that that socialism can be mild any more than cancer can be mild. I mean, you might have it contained, but it does metastasize. But you had a secular country where the rights of religious minorities were protected, and now you have the Christian population of Iraq being driven almost entirely from that country. Many of them ended up in Syria, and they're playing exactly the same game now. I've had so many conversations with people about the war in Iraq where people will say, whatever you think about the reasons that were cited as justification for the war beginning, you have to agree that it was a good thing to get rid of Saddam Hussein. That's one of Sean Hannity's famous thought-stopping lines. The unspoken corollary to that thought is, if you understand the facts of what happened there, that it's better for them to be ruled by Sharia law than it is for them to be ruled by Saddam. Every American soldier who fought in Iraq was fighting for the greater glory of Islam, because that's the constitution that was imposed on that country. Every American soldier who was sent off to Iraq with the blessings of a congregation here in the United States, often as part of a formal religious service recognizing the contributions of the military. You know, everyone who was sent overseas after receiving such a blessing actually was a soldier of Allah, as it turns out. That's not how this war was sold to them. It's not how it was sold to the public, but that's the material material upshot of it.
And every soldier, every American who died in Iraq died to bring the Muslim faith to Iraq. This is what people don't understand. We have installed the Muslim faith by law in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and everyone who died there, every American soldier died fighting for Muhammad. Go right ahead.
And the same thing would happen in Syria, and what's even worse and more perverse is that in Syria, they'd be dying explicitly for the purpose of promoting the interests of Al-Qaeda, which would have no useful existence if it weren't for the support of the CIA. And so I do think that it's healthy and worthwhile that the public was seized up with revulsion over the prospect of intervening in Syria on behalf of this motley assortment of jihadists and murderers. But many of the people who were on the right, on the conservative side of things, who made those objections were being, I think, disingenuous and myopically partisan, because they seemed to think that what happened with Iraq was something other than this. Many of these same people were condemning Barack Obama for cutting and running from Iraq. First of all, the U.S. is not out of Iraq by any rational reckoning. But what Barack Obama was doing in that instance was carrying out the timetable that had been established by his predecessor, and as in so many other things, this was Barack Obama displaying seamless continuity with his predecessor. But if we end up with my scenario here, which I consider to be dreadful, where the United States has troops on the ground under UN command in Syria, probably cheek by jowl with Russian troops as well as troops from the NATO countries here, we'll be setting up what would almost certainly be an eventual war with Iran, the story you're describing at the beginning of the program, Dr. Stan. And I think that this would be catastrophic, even if we are spared an actual a nuclear incident or an EMP attack of the sort that you described, the impact on the world economy would be apocalyptic. And I think that it's by no means incidental to this discussion that the federal government, the Homeland Security apparatus, is planning a grid down drill for a few weeks from now, where they would be wargaming a scenario involving a critical disruption of the national power grid of the sort that would occur because of an EMP attack. And when they start talking about training exercises that involve terrorism scenarios, it's a pretty good idea to assume that we're going to be hit by more or less what they're planning, because that's the sort of thing that happened on 9/11. That was the sort of thing that happened at the Oklahoma City federal building. The Burr building was the site of, allegedly, of a training exercise that turned out to be a response to the federal government's either controlled false flag operation or failed sting operation. Take your pick. I don't know which of the two would be a better fit for the facts, but it was one of those two. Either it was a false flag or it was a failed sting. In either case, the feds knew what was coming, and they either precipitated it deliberately or they allowed it to happen. And there was, of course, training exercise going on that morning, according to witnesses who saw people with bomb-sniffing dogs and things of that sort before the building blew up. And, of course, there were training exercises dealing with counterterrorism before the Boston bombing earlier this year. So they start talking about a grid-down scenario, a national grid-down scenario as a Homeland Security exercise, and there are rumors of varying degrees of plausibility of a possible EMP attack. And you have people like Lindsey Graham talking in very ominous terms about the possibility of a radiological and nuclear attack in his state, among his constituents, because of public opposition to involvement in Syria. We have to assume that the powers that be are at least contemplating these possible scenarios as a way of achieving their aim.
Before we go on, William, I do want you to get your website out for our listeners, tell them how they can get your material and how they can get your PayPal button, because, of course, William is certainly on the front lines of this battle. And certainly, as you know, he writes the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter. But I want you to know how you can get his material. Certainly, he is certainly one of the most astute observers. How can people get to your website? How can people get your writings? And how can people find your PayPal button?
Dr. Stan, I really do appreciate that. It's very kind of you. My blog, Pro Libertate, is still my chief outlet. That's freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to Google or some other search engine, type in Pro Libertate, or just William N. Grigg, N as in Norman, William N. Grigg. And Pro Libertate should be the first return. I usually update that once or twice a week. And the essays are about 2,000 words in length. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, that I do have a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, and I really do need those who are in a position to help to help. It's something that's a rather pressing and urgent consideration right now. Anybody who has access to PayPal and would be very interested in helping or interested at all in helping, I'd very much appreciate the help. So again, that's freedominourtime.blogspot.com. My radio program, Freedom is All the Radio, comes on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time on the Liberty News Radio Network. That's libertyroundtable.com, libertyroundtable.com. Go to the upper right-hand quadrant of the screen. There's a Listen Live button you can click on to listen to the program at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. The Freedom is All the Radio program every Saturday night. My book, Liberty in Eclipse, is now available as an audio book at audible.com, on iTunes, and at amazon.com. It's about 6 hours long. It's available, once again, at audible.com. I believe you can get it free with a 30-day trial membership at audible.com, which is an Amazon company, or for $90.95 for those who are not members of the Audible Network. The book is out of print. We're trying to bring it back to print, but it's available now. You can either get it as a CD, you can get it as a download. About 6 hours long. I hope people will check that out. That's something that I'm very happy to see. I've been saying for a long time that we need more audio publications of that sort. So Liberty and Eclipse is now available once again in audio format.
And we certainly recommend it to you. We think that William is certainly one of the best and most astute observers we have out there, which is why we feel a privilege to have him on with us on a regular basis every Friday evening at this time. Of course, our guest has been William Greig, and certainly you can find his website up there. Just go to your search engine, type in William Greig, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening is William Greig. And well, William is always a pleasure to have, and if you're in a position to help him, why, of course, certainly you can go to his website and give him a hand. He needs help. Certainly he's doing a great job. And we're indebted to him for being with us and for writing our monthly newsletter. Now, this is the time when I need to, of course, talk to you about my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of the battle, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, maybe you have something that you'd like to advertise. And if you do, of course, you can advertise with us, and we have very, very good situations for advertisers. And certainly you would benefit from it. Certainly our advertisers, many of them have been with us for many years, and they're very, very happy. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 800-544-8927, if you'd like to get in touch with us and talk about that. If you don't understand the implications of an EMP attack, And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the people on the other side do. And basically, they've done everything they could to prevent any measures from being taken to protect us. Certainly back in 2000, when there was a threat of a Y2K problem, why they spent several billion dollars curing it. Here, where there's a very real threat of even a more ominous situation, everything is done to block efforts to try to correct it, and it could be corrected very, very readily. And it's not being done. Certainly, you need to hear the 4CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to hear the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to certainly get the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, frequent guest on our program, who is 30 years with the Defense Department, now writes regularly for WorldNet Daily, warning about the threat of an EMP attack. And basically, of course, if you don't believe that Iran has nuclear weapons, go to your search engine and type in Iran has nuclear weapons. Well, they tell us Iran's working on nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, we were able to create nuclear weapons in 3 years during the Second World War. Iran's been at it for 15 years or more. You mean to tell me with all the technology and everything they have, they couldn't create a nuclear weapon? Of course they can. You're being lied to at every turn. And of course, they not only have the nuclear weapons, they've actually practiced detonating them about 300 miles into space. They've taken their ships out in the Caspian Sea and set their missiles up and exploded them. They have the ability to put up a satellite. And all they need is one nuclear weapon detonated to Sydney, 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska. And America would be sent back to the way it was in the mid-1800s. And basically, I was personally told by the chief researcher from the Republican Party back in 1994 that Iran had two nuclear weapons at that time. I just pulled out an article from the Washington Times. October of 2011, they said exactly the same thing. They simply bought them on the market. And basically, Chris, you can get you can do this on your own, the 2008 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. The 2008 Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack. And look it up and you'll find out that they will tell you that Iran has been able to buy nuclear weapons. Iran certainly has nuclear weapons. Well, why, if a congressional report came out and said that, why didn't you hear about it? Because they didn't want you to hear about it, ladies and gentlemen. They're controlling our reality, forming our ideas and concepts. And you need to understand this threat is not imaginary, but real. And it would transform with it instantaneously in the land we live in. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the DVD. You need to get the 4CD set. You need to get the book, A Nation Forsaken. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can certainly get our four best tapes of the month. You can get certainly join the Radio Liberty family and certainly subscribe to our newsletter. Or you can advertise with us. Whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. Our number 1-800-544-8927. But